Okay, what I'd like to do is a continuation of the piece we didn't get up to. We didn't have a chance to finish it on Yom Tov, but it's a beautiful piece. So it's by Osei. Maran Admor Bebez Avram Zhusigainu. Omar Al Habkosov. Usfartim Lechem Mimachras Hashavas. Svartim Lashem Evan Sapir. A stone that shines. Svartim Lachem. Again, you should make it shine for yourselves. Pirush, he'iru es inyone lachem. You have to lighten up, you know, infuse with light things that are lachem. Tehainu inyonim hagashmiim, physical things. Ha'ikr hu bezeh hu mimachros ha'shabbos. When does this happen? The day after Shabbos, which is referring to Pesach. Ki ha'shabbos atzma, higam k'moshin kodesh, hi lachem Shabbos hamalka. Shabbos already is kodesh lachem. Kemosh Pirush Rabbeinu Shabbos Kodesh Afilu Inyanei Lachem Hatanu Agashmiim Him Gam Kim Kodesh. Even physical things. Rabbi Nachman Breslover has like this, that all of our physical things are holy on Shabbos. Okay, Bo Kan Hatzivish Zachuchu Teiru Esyon Lachem Gami Machros Hashabbos. So now, meaning Shabbos didn't need a tzivoy. Shabbos is Kodesh already. This comes and adds on to it. V'zois Aidei Me Asfira Shehem Bechinas Memutza Bein Shabbos Lachol. So Sfira is a intermediary between Shabbos and Chol. I'm assuming what the Rebbe is referring to is the Ramban. That Shabbos, I'm sorry, not Shabbos, the Pesach and Shavuos are really one long Yom Tov, and all the days of Sfira are like a big Chol HaMoed in between. Milvad Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, when you take out the 3 days of Yom Tov, meaning removing the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you take out the 1 day of Yom Kippur morning, you're left with 7 days. V'sheb Shabbos was heim k'neged shivas yemei hatshuva. So these 7 weeks, good morning, we're in Os Hey. The seven weeks now that we find ourselves in are corresponding to those 7 days of Teshuva, meaning the whole Aseres Yemei Teshuva is somehow connected to this time period as well. The whole purpose is to do Teshuva. Whereas by the 7 days of Teshuva, that's on fixing our veris. But here the inyan is Sefartim, make them shine, Lachem, your gashmias inyonim. Dehainu, Shehem Yemei HaTeshuva L'Sakin Inyoni Lechem. This is where we fix these Lechem, the physical things that we do. Ela HaTanugim, Ela HaTanugim HaGashmim Shel Heter. Things that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to have a good steak sandwich. You're allowed to have a good pizza with the toppings on it. You're allowed to have spicy fries. U'lekadish Atzmechem Mota. You should sanctify yourself what's Mutter to you. We explained elsewhere to show it's not really a contradiction. In one place they say, in one place Chazal teaches that nobody in the generation that left Mitzrayim was involved with Arayas. But we were also on the 49th level of impurity. So how do the two go together? The Memtesh Shari Tumah were not things that were osir. It was the pizza, the french fries, and the steak sandwich. The things were mutter to eat, but we were so involved in it. This is where we fix the things are. This is where we're preparing ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Ve'iyah shar lehagiyah lekabbalah Satorah kol zman she'einu b'chinas kodesh hu hi lochem. Shafil inyoni lechem gam kein b'kedusha v'zeh pirsh poska zuh mason. That's what it means when the bad stuff left them. You turn the page. There's a shin yud dalet at the top. L'fi zeh. Yeah, that's right. It's the last page in the handout. There we go. Okay, there we go. L'fi zeh. Meaning, what's the Rebbe telling us? That this sphere is where we were supposed to work on refining our gashmius. As the story I like to tell by the Chos went into the Balatanya. He told him, Vus is Torah is torminisht, Vus is meg medarfinisht. What is forbidden is forbidden. And what's necessary, well, I'm sorry, what's permitted isn't necessary. That's what's forbidden is forbidden. Nothing to talk about. For what's permitted, that's not necessary. So you have to be mekadosh yourself Mekadesh yourself and went to loch. V'al pize, yivur od omru v'krafte mincha chadosh al Hashem. Mincha chadosh al Hashem. Look at the first three letters. Mem, ches, lamed. Mincha chadosh al Hashem, Rosh Hashanah, lechem, bread. Mincha was lebeiz in yonim, hanikrim lechem. There are two things that are called lechem. One is the actual food, right, the bread. And the other is the man's wife, right, with Ishes Potiphar, right? So that's a euphemism for lechem. Right, lechem kipshuto, v'lechem kidrosh chazal al pasuk ki im alechet asher hu oicha. Fun. V'zeh inyan shtei halechem b'chag kavod satorah lahakri beiz inyonim elu korban laHashem. Oh, and that's why there's the shtei halechem. The two loaves represent these two types of lechem, these two types of gashmius. Al pizeh tis yashiv hastira shematzin lechor beinyan chometz. With this, now we can understand what the contradiction is when we find by chometz. What is that? Shebechag Pesach. Osritor kolkach kol in yoni chametz. Right, even a mashu is osir, as the Rambam brings. Shebitul chametz belibo v'yachshav osu ka'offer kol chametz shebirushuso harehu ki davar she'ein bo tzorach klal. Right, you don't need anything for it. Mashma, what does this imply from this Rambam? From what we do, shechametz roy l'rachu betachlis. You should distance yourself from it completely. Get away from chametz. Don't have anything to do with chametz. Right? Like we spoke about on the Kriyas HaTorah for second Nechol Amoid, Midavar Sheker Tirchak. We said over the Sefer HaChinuch as to why you have such a rechuk, such a distance yourself from it. Here he's saying, also, chametz, get away from it. Ay, v'yachir kach, v'afen kol zeh, I'm sorry, v'chag ha-shavuos, omrator lehavi es korban, shtei lechem asher davka chametz, teifenum. Bikurim laHashem. So then, after we just got rid of all the chametz, nothing to do with it, on Pesach, we'd bedavka bring a chametz tikka korban, which is a rare thing, as the Mishnayos in Menachos tell us. Ki kol sor v'chol davash lo sakrinu mimenu ish laHashem mekorban reishis b'takrivu osam laHashem te'im ein lahakriv chametz lemizbeach. You're not allowed to have chametz on it. So madua b'korban haReishis. According to Pesach, what do? Get rid of it. And according to Shuas, it's bedavka on there. Achein, therefore, merumas bezeh api haomer dekai al beizin yonim hanal. This is really reflecting back on the two different things. Hanikroim lechem, that are called bread. Shaomnam lefi lifnei shemetahir umazachich beizin yonim halalu nemrbo isr chametz. Before a person has refined this physical area, so chametz is asur. She'az tzorach liyos etzlo kedavah she'ein bo tzorach klal. It has to be like something that has no purpose, no point to it whatsoever. Ki kol od shehudi meshaku b'mem teshari tuma ein yachal alas korban laHashem es hanyonim sheish behem lehem shayches l'tayvus. When a person is still, stuck in the mud, you can't be clean. You can't bring a korban from these things if you're still shakua, immersed in these types of things. But now you've gone through 7 weeks of sfira, so on there, and you refine the meat of chesed and of gevur and of tiferes. Kishkavar tiheres atmo mitayvus elu. Now you don't have these tayvus. You've refined these tayvus and you use them in a healthy way. That's because it was svartem, that they're shining lachem, afilu inyoni lachem, therefore, as hatzibu lahakri b'chag ha-shavuos, eshtei lechem in chametz. Now you can interact with chametz. Which is like the Rambam a little bit. The Rambam says that really you're supposed to have a middle path, but sometimes you have to go to an extreme to in order just to bring yourself back to it. If a person's very stingy, so you should be very generous for a period of time until you break the taiva, and then you come back to a normal place. Shekasher Yehudi magia l'shavuos, midos of tahoros kiroi. Once a yid comes into shavuos properly with good midos, yachuhu lekraftim korban laHashem. Then you can bring the korban. V'zeh omrim usfartim lachem. Now your things can shine. Sheaz tuchlu lekayim hegraftim mincha chadosh laHashem no trikin lechem. That's the mincha chadosh laHashem. That's the roshi tevis of lechem. V'yesh lomer b'zeh od al pi maimer chazal barasi yitzahora barasi lo torah tavlin. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed, I created the yitzahora. And I created the Torah as its tavlin. Tavlin means spices. Spice it. L'chein, lifnei, kabbalas haTorah, shadayin ein es haTavlin, li'yetzahara. Right? We haven't gotten the Torah, so we don't have the spices. We don't have a way to rectify it. Also, lahakriv korban chametz. You can't put chametz on it. You can't have anything to do with these. Ki yadayin iyashal l'tahrin yonim elu matachlis ad kadei lahikriv korban Hashem. You can't sanctify these things to bring them close. Rak acher shemekablin haTorah, but after you get the Torah, as if he grabbed a mincha chadash l'Hashem, then you can sanctify even the lechem, even the bread, even the other tayves. Korban mechudash, a brand new korban shafilish seor dvash yecholim kavar lahakir isha l'Hashem. It's a beautiful idea about what the overall thing that we're trying to work on during this time period of the. There's more I wanted to do, but okay, Higi Yizman, Mirtz Hashem, maybe we'll do another piece from this tomorrow, and then we'll get back into the regular halacha.